Pesach in Perk Tesmish Nadalat. A Pesach Shabbat Betuma lo yoichlem menu zavvin vizavus nidus viyodos. Vim ochlu p'turim mikaris. So Mishnah tells us that if a Pesach is brought betuma, like the Pesach Rishon, we know that if most of Klal Yisrael is tameh, or other examples, the Kohanim are tameh, or the Kelim are tameh, and it's brought betuma, that doesn't mean that everything is allowed. It's only tumas meis. That's the only type of tumah that it can be brought with. However, if somebody's going to be metame the carbon from a different tumah, like these cases of a zava, or a nida, or yodos, that is not allowed. However, if they eat it, they're still potter from karis. If they would bring another carbon, they'd be chayv in karis, because it can't bring karbanus, betumah, and there's a chiv karis for doing so. However, the drush is that since this carbon pesach can be brought betumah, so when the Torah speaks about karis, the Rab brings, the Torah says, kol tar yoichel basar, and then it says right next to it, v'anefesh asher tar yoichel basar, and then it says, v'tumas olah v'nichrasa. So the drush is that meat that's eaten by tahorim, if people that are tameh eat it, then they're bichayiv because of the tumah that they have. But if it's not eaten dafka by tahorim, like a carbon pesach that's brought betumah, then if tameh people eat it, they wouldn't be chayiv karis. And that would be any tameh people. And Rabbi Eliezer takes it a step further, as the Mishnah now says. Rabbi Eliezer poiter afal bias hamikdash. Rabbi Eliezer says that once the Pesach is brought betumah, even if these people, the zavin and zavos, they enter the Beis Hamikdash, which you're not allowed to do when you're tameh, if it's at the time where people could be makir of the carbon Pesach betumah, they're also potter from kares. Because the Torah says in Bamidbar, like the Rab brings, vayishalchu min hamachne kol tzaru v'chol zav v'chol tameh lenefesh, that you're supposed to kick out from the camp all these people that are tameh. And the drush is that only the time that the people are tamei lemeis and that are sent away kaviyachu from the Beis Hamikdash, only then do the Zav Mitzrayim need to be sent away. But if the people that are tamei lemeis are not sent out, then the Zav and Mitzrayim do not need to be sent out, meaning that they wouldn't be chayv karis for entering. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.